RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. I'm here to give you the five dumbest New Year's resolutions that I've seen come across. All right?
Nice.
Tiki might fight back on any and all of these. Might agree. We'll see. All right. Here we go.
Number five.
One of the more popular New Year's resolutions, Tiki, and you know, is spend more time with family and friends. And here's why this makes my dumb list. Your New Year's resolution happens coming out of the holidays. Haven't you seen enough of these people?
No, that's solid.
That becomes your resolution?
I got to give you that one.
Yeah.
And it's not just, it's two holidays. It's Thanksgiving followed by Christmas.
Christmas, yeah. And if you gather on New Year's, it's too much.
That's a solid one.
More time with family for you. Yeah. Out of your mind?
Get more specific.
Exactly.
Say, I want to spend more time with my daughter.
That okay, a little different. Right. It's a lazy one. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Be kinder to people. A little newsflash. There's a lot of people out there that suck.
Right.
You should be kind to the people that are kind, but don't just blind be kind to people. If somebody's a jerk to you, you don't have to kill them with kindness.
Right.
Hate that resolution.
Give what they get.
Exactly. That's the New York way. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Go to the gym more.
No, stop.
Now, hold on. That this does not mean you shouldn't exercise and take care of your health. I caution those of you making the resolution that you want to get to the gym more, because you know what happens from January 2nd to January 9th?
Mm.
Everybody goes to the gym more. Yep. And you know what happens when you can't get on a certain machine you feel comfortable with or the weight you want to get comfortable with? You feel overcrowded.
Yep.
You feel overwhelmed. And you become one of those people that give up on January 9th.
Yes.
So I say this. When you're making a New Year's resolution and it's go to the gym more, just say, I want to be healthy more. Maybe that means going for a couple more runs or walks to start the year.
I would say if you're trying to get in shape, commit to a 30-minute walk every day.
Every day. And then
Just a walk. 30-minute walk.
And that gets your blood flowing?
You might run. And then eventually you have a habit.
And a good habit like that. And then nobody's telling you not to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But how about after you do that for the month of January, then you start committing in February? Because you know what happens in February? Those gyms get empty again.
Yeah, that's right.
And then now you have some healthy habits you picked up. Then you start bringing other weightlifting in.
Now it's a habit, and you're not fighting the crowd.
I can't. Thank you, Tiki. So that's why for anybody else, I'm not telling you to be fat in January. All I'm telling you is Tiki had it right. Establish a healthy habit. You will, if you're not a gym goer and you want to go guns a-blazing on Friday, you ain't going to stick with it because you're going to feel too crowded because it's always that way to start. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Read more books. Tiki, post-football, as it kind of winds down, that's the time to catch up on TV. That's the time to catch up on the movies you missed from the fall.
True.
Read more books? I can't think of a worse way to start my year.
Spend more time with audiobooks.
A little different. I was going to suggest a couple of Giants podcasts.
The question is, why are you reading more books? Because you want to be more entertained. You want to be more informed.
Right. Well, what are you getting into a book for?
Yeah, so,
good point.
So if it's either one of those reasons, I would argue that it's hard to do that. It's hard, just like the gym.
Keep your attention.
It's hard to read a book and stick with it and finish it. It's just hard. If you haven't done it in a while, it's really hard. I would argue, find a podcast to listen to, because podcasts are easy.
Yeah,
to listen to.
Yeah, Talking Giants, One Giant Step.
Right? Exactly.
Those are the ones coming.
I listen to Star Talks. Yeah. I listen to Stuff You Should Know. Stuff like that. Like it gives you knowledge. It makes you smarter. And if you really get interested, then you go get a book.
Perfect.
On whatever has piqued your interest.
So establish your knowledge habit before getting into the book.
That's exactly right. Create a habit. and then dive into the bigger thing that you're trying to do.
We're giving you a happy, healthier new year here, folks. We're giving it to you. All right, and last but not least.
Number one.
The number one dumbest New Year's resolution that I've seen floating around the internet, and I feel this way every year, is dry January. Hear me out. If you have a serious...
I saw a post on this.
Oh.
If someone asks you to have a dry January, tell them to F off. Go get a drink.
Go get a drink. And I want to make this very clear. Those of you that battle serious alcohol issues, right, you should take this very serious, and no doubt, should have a dry January. This is not who I'm talking about here. I'm talking about everybody who loves their wine on a Friday. It's like, I drank too much because the holidays were midweek. Nonsense. Because you know what happens in January on every Saturday or Sunday for the next couple weeks? The NFL playoffs happen.
Yep.
And who the heck wants to sit down on a Saturday night and watch a game in Foxborough and not have a couple drinks and go, I can't do it. I can only have water.
When did dry January become a thing?
I don't know. It's really been the last couple of years I've heard of it. I'm sure it's been a thing for a while. I understand the concept.
I get it as well. But it is, to your point, poorly thought.
It's the time to start drinking.
Because it's the Super Bowl. And it's the playoffs.
Well, it's February, but yeah, playoffs. Playoffs.
So it should be like dry March. No, it can't be March because that's March Madness.
I'm trying to think, I got the wheelhouse. I got the wheelhouse. If you could separate the idea of needing it to be like a full, like one clean month.
Yeah.
The ideal time to stop drinking is the Monday after the Super Bowl until St. Patrick's Day. So like, let's say that's Monday, February 9th.
Right. Nico said 2013. Is when the dry January takes it.
So like 12 years.
12 years.
So walk with me here. This is not a clean month, but it is a month. It's midway through February till midway through March. St. Patrick's Day, that's a nice carrot to get at the end.
Post-Super Bowl, pre-St. Patty's Day.
That's it. What do you have to drink for after the Super Bowl? That party's cleaned out.
What is that time? What happens?
It's about a month.
What happens in that time period?
Nothing. Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
You could give up Valentine's Day drinks.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, glass of wine still count, whatever.
That glass of wine doesn't count. It's not alcohol.
It's not alcohol.
Just as long as you have one.
And think about it. Then if you get to St. Patrick's Day, you feel like you accomplished something. And then St. Patrick's Day kind of starts spring, and then you feel good again. That's a clean month.
And the weather's nice.
The weather's nice. Sometimes. Now, the end of March can still be brutal. And March Madness really doesn't get started until St. Patrick's Day anyway. That is the month. Now, here's the problem. People can't look at a calendar and go, but what am I going to do? It's 2 weeks of February. It's 2 weeks of March. You don't need to click the funny name, Dry January.
Right.
Just say I'm going alcohol-free post-Super Bowl to St. Patrick's Day. That is the wheelhouse to do it. I think I've convinced
you. Super Bowl to St. Patty's Day.
That's it. You guzzle up on Super Bowl Sunday. Monday, you clean until St. Patty's
Day.
Super Bowl to St. Patty's.
What about the spring training opening day fans?
Well, see, only you and Evan Roberts care about that, Nico. So, no. If you need a Dos Equis to get you through the first spring training game in Port St. Lucie,
it depends on what your team does in the offseason.
Yeah, which right now for us, maybe we will need several.
Nothing. For either one of our teams.
Nothing. And plenty more on that to come as well. So, anyway, that's it. If you have any other dumb New Year's resolutions, we're all ears. 888-808-1019.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.